Updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 65. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Highs around 92. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says ag exports are about to set a big record this fiscal year, $196 billion. That's $5 billion more than expected in the fiscal year ending this month, as the U.S. exports more farm goods into a hungry world strained by tight supplies and higher food prices.
Far and away a record, building on the previous record set the previous year.
Of almost $173 billion, but USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says imports are also soaring.
Here, too, that forecast was revised up by $11.5 billion to $192 billion.
But things could slow next fiscal year.
The initial export forecast for fiscal year 23 is for an export value of $193.5 billion. That's about $2.5 billion fall from 2022, and this is largely driven by lower volumes of cotton, beef, and sorghum.
But still
a big export number. It would be the second largest on record.
USDA projects the U.S. next fiscal year will buy a new record, $197 billion in ag imports, turning an ag trade surplus into a deficit of $4 billion. And the Food and Ag Policy Research Institute, or FAPRI, at the University of Missouri has released their latest baseline outlook report, providing an economic outlook for food and ag industry based on the information contained in the update. They suggest current high prices for many farm commodities may not last. He said U.S. ag producers are getting more for what they sell, but paying more for what they buy. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A Kansas school district will pay a former middle school teacher $95,000 to settle a lawsuit she filed after she was disciplined for refusing to use a student's preferred pronouns. Pamela Ricard, a former math teacher at Fort Riley Middle School, sued the Geary County School District in March after she was reprimanded and suspended for 3 days in the spring of 2021. She said the district's policies on preferred pronouns violated her religious beliefs. Ricard, who taught at the school since 2005, addressed a student as Miss to avoid using the student's preferred first name after Ricard was told that the student used he, him pronouns. Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez put out a statement on August 31st regarding the Lawrence PD's communication team sharing videos related to active investigations on social media. She says the videos are edited and not representative of entire incidents for which individuals may or may not be charged. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
This Labor Day weekend, Midwest Kia is the only place in town with your new car. While many other dealers in town struggle with little or no inventory, Midwest Kia continues to roll them off the lot and into happy customers' driveways. With 165 brand new K5s, Sportages, Sorentos, and Tellurides en route, look no further than a Kia corner at Kellogg and Tyler Road. This Labor Day weekend, we renew our commitment to a better way to buy. With fair pricing at MSRP, plus every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This just in, new 2023 Kias are arriving daily at Midwest Kia. Now is the time to get a new 2023 Kia with our transparent Labor Day weekend pricing and best-in-the-business warranty. Don't miss Midwest Kia's Labor Day weekend event. Going on now at Midwest Kia. Shop online at MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited. Powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
Charges have been filed by the Shawnee County District Attorney's Office against a teenager accused of bringing a gun to school. According to Shawnee County DA Mike Kage, charges of aggravated endangering of a child and criminal use of weapons have been filed against an 18-year-old named Victor Fuentes Jr. His next court appearance has been set for September 8th. He's currently in jail on a $25,000 cash bond with the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Kansas said a federal grand jury in Wichita indicted Brandy Snyder, 34 of Americus, on two counts of sexual exploitation of a child, production of child pornography, one count of distribution of child pornography, and one count of possession of child pornography. Records also show that Snyder has been arrested in Lyon, Shawnee, Butler, Jackson, and Chase counties for separate crimes. The KBI Offender Registry also lists Snyder as a drug offender. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested four people after locating more than 100 pounds of suspected methamphetamine and 9 pounds of suspected fentanyl during a traffic stop Tuesday near Utica. At approximately 1:10 p.m. Tuesday, a trooper observed a Nissan Rogue traveling with a license plate violation on I-80. During the traffic stop, a canine detected the odor of a controlled substance coming from inside the vehicle. A search of the vehicle revealed 101 pounds of suspected methamphetamine and 9 pounds of suspected fentanyl. Four occupants of the vehicle were arrested for possession of methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, and no drug tax stamp. They are lodged in the York County Jail. Lincoln police say the missing 13-year-old has been safely located. Police had sent out information early in the evening Wednesday about the teen's disappearance. Lincoln Police Department posted that she was found sometime just after 9:30 p.m. last night. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Championship Dirt Track for Auto Racing returns to the Kansas State Fair Sunday, September 18th. Sports Radio KGSO presents the Gladiators of the late model division, the high-flying modifieds, plus the stock cars, all on the famed half-mile oval, competing for the Kansas State Fair Championship. The Next Tech Grandstand opens at 4 p.m. Green flag drops at 5. Don't miss the return of Championship Dirt Track Auto Racing, presented by Sports Radio KGSO and the Mid-America Ag Network.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. With nearly half of registered voters in USD 498, Valley Heights casting ballots for a special bond issue election Tuesday, a pair of proposals for school improvements failed by a roughly 2-to-1 margin. Proposition 1 was defeated with 67% voting no. It would have authorized $14 million toward construction of an addition at the junior-senior high school complex that would house elementary classrooms at that site and add an auxiliary gym and multipurpose facility. The second proposition was defeated with 64% voting no. It would have authorized some $5 million toward improvements to existing district buildings, including mechanical at the junior-senior high, as well as improvements to the VOAG Technical Education Building and the Blue Rapids Gym. Again, with 705 ballots cast, the first option failed with 67% voting no, and the second had 64% voting no. The Sunflower State Radio website was named first place among small market stations by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, which released annual award winners this past week. The website includes Marysville stations, KNDY and KNDY FM, as well as other operations owned by Dierking Communications, including FM stations KDNS and KZDY Glen Elder Beloit, as well as KQNK and KQNK-FM in Norton. Derek Nestor is webmaster and is a Marshall County native and high school graduate of Valley Heights High School. He's currently technology coordinator at Johnson County Community College. The website includes news, weather, and sports updates, as well as links to community events, and includes podcast archives of daily newscasts and live high school sports broadcasts. The site is linked to social media, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, extending the reach of the group's 6 FM and 2 AM radio stations, serving some 18 Kansas counties, with coverage extending north into Nebraska. It was noted the website was recently updated and has pioneered many new technologies since implementation some 20 years ago. Catch local news on your time. In addition to our three daily reports of local news in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news blocks Monday through Friday, you can download a podcast of the 7 a.m. or noon news blocks online anytime at our website, KeyNDYRadio.com, or on any of our social media outlets from KeyNDY. K-State Research and Extension in the Marshall County Conservation District will offer an old-world blue stem management tour Tuesday, September 7th. Topics will include control of old-world blue stem, identification, characteristics, and concerns, review of the test plot, and grazing management strategies, and sustaining your grass. RSVP requested by September 2nd. Phone the Conservation District at 562-5343, extension 3. This Old World Blue Stem Management Tour, September 7th, Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. on U.S. 77 south of Marysville at Quail Road. Tony Starr of Marysville passed away Saturday. Rosary service Friday at 10 a.m. with a funeral service to follow at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Tony Starr. John M. Shum, age 70 of Home, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Shum. Amanda L. Bishop, age 61 of Waterville, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 10:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8, at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Amanda Bishop. Ruby M. Morris, age 91, of Blue Springs, passed away August 24th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Ruby Morris. Martha A. Meyer, age 97 of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Vigil service Sunday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Sunday noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Martha Meyer. Maureen J. Mosier, age 92 of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Maureen Mosier. Darlene M. Fox, age 83, formerly of Topeka, passed away Thursday. Funeral service is planned October 22nd in Frankfort at the Annunciation Catholic Church, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Darlene Fox.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Staying partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying fairly mild overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout the day on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. And lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. And some showers possible throughout Friday night as well, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 86, record high on this date 107, the average low 63, and the record low 41. Sunset this evening 7:59, sunrise in the morning at 6:56.
It is hard to put a finger on just what makes September such a unique month. But that won't stop us from trying. Some reflections on the ninth month today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 1st, the 244th day of the year. Actress Lily Tomlin and singer Barry Gibb are sharing a birthday. 3 weeks of summer remain, but there's a certain autumn mindset that takes over when the calendar page flips to September. Some hold the opinion, in fact, that September is a season unto itself. It's a persuasive argument. It's the driest warm season month in North America. Thunderstorms are infrequent and seldom violent. Daytime heat and humidity are reduced, and the rapidly cooling nights are commonly called great sleeping weather. So as we teeter between the dominance of the two seasons, enjoy the mini season of September. All the virtues of summer and fall with few of their vices. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the seasons at almanac.com.
Guess what? Reflections Hallmark is turning 30. Join us Friday, September 2nd for free refreshments and 30% off your purchase store-wide. Help us celebrate 30 years of preserving memories, 30 years of celebrating life's biggest and littlest moments, 30 years of being your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store in Marysville, Kansas.
Professional barber stylist knows everyone can count on the dedicated Beatrice Scholars to give it all they've got as the students participate in academic areas like NHS, FBLA, speech, and the arts. Good luck and have a great time from your friends at Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice. Haircuts that are affordable.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Ahead of the 2022 season opener in Lawrence tomorrow, KU Football has announced its new features for fans on its 6 at-home game days. They unveiled a brand-new Meritrust Touchdown Club premium area. It's a 5,500-square-foot structure in the south end zone of the stadium, providing fans with more options in a new and upgraded premium area to enjoy the game. Plus, the stadium will serve concessions happy hour from 90 until 30 minutes to kickoff. This offer allows fans to get items like hot dogs, popcorn, nachos, and beverages, soda, and beer at a discounted price. Also, Game Day on the Hill will return for every game this season. Friday's game against Tennessee Tech will kick off at 7 o'clock at David Booth Memorial Stadium. Former KU linebacker Kyron Johnson has officially made the Philadelphia Eagles 53-man roster ahead of the start of the 2022 NFL season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
With the kickoff to the 2022 college football season just days away, Kansas State Athletics announced the completion of several improvements to Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The official Wildcats team shop now has an additional permanent store located on the east side of the stadium. Also, K-State students will now be able to purchase single-game reserve parking in a designated student parking area in the north parking lot. Another new feature this year is Willie's Meal Deal, which is a budget-friendly concessions option available to fans this season. For $10, fans will be able to get a hot dog, chips, cookie, and a soda at grab-and-go locations located around the stadium. The Washburn Ichabods are hosting Lincoln University of Missouri in tonight's season opener, but this isn't the Blue Tigers team they're used to seeing. After going 0-10 the past season, Lincoln had a complete coaching turnover. It has a new head coach, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, offensive line coach, recruiting coordinator, and defensive line coach. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
This week kicks off our Coach's Corner as we visit with area high school football coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Thursday, focus on Frankfort and Valley Heights as we preview this Friday season opener for each team. Jeff Wirtz with the TVL Spotlight talks about fine-tuning the Frankfort program.
Frankfort, as you said, a little bit of... And rebuild maybe isn't the right word for it. It's putting players in those spots. And that's something Coach Anderson does very well. Readjusting some things and saying, oh, maybe he would be better here. They have so many athletes that aren't confined to one spot. And that is one of the biggest things that they have. All of the players that he can potentially get in and get touches on the football.
Jeff Wirtz with the TVL Spotlight with online links at our KNDY website. Wirtz goes on to preview the Valley Heights Mustangs returning a strong nucleus.
Mm-hmm. As far as Valley Heights, they bring back a large portion of that squad as well. Really, the only part that they are missing out of that offense that they are losing is at the running back spot, but if you still have those skill players around, that's going to be a nice step and a base for this Valley Heights team.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
It's a blast to go this fast Saturday and Sunday at the Washington County Speedway. A-class winged, non-winged, sportsman restricted, junior sprints plus trucks. Action starts with hot laps at 7:30 and racing at 8. That is this Saturday at the Washington County Speedway, the race place. Find them on Facebook at Washington County Speedway.
Delicate in appearance, yet tough as nails. Calumet makes a welcome addition to flower gardens and mixed borders. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Light, airy flowers of calamint combine nicely with shrub roses and other perennials. Intersperse it throughout the garden to unify a planting or combine with a non-aggressive cat mint for added color and texture. This plant reminds me of baby's breath, but has a much nicer growth habit in the garden. Grow the subspecies Calmentha nepeta nepeta, or one of the cultivars that does not reseed and take over the garden. Montrose White has white flowers and does not reseed, while Blue Cloud's lavender flowers have powdery blue overtones. Grow this perennial in full sun and well-drained soil. Once established, it tolerates drought. Then listen for the buzzing bees that frequently visit the plant throughout the summer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Imagine a fire that can consume about 500 square miles in just 4 hours. Such a firestorm has not been seen since 1945. It was real life for residents of this small Minnesota town in 1894. We remember those who lost their lives and the stories of the race to safety on today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
There were just over 1,000 people living in Hinckley, Minnesota in 1894. Logging had occurred for nearly three decades all across northern Minnesota, and the debris from those trees became kindling from one of the most destructive fires the nation has ever seen. Sandy Hines says the loss of life was in the hundreds.
418 was the number of bodies found within the first 2 days, and they were found within the environs of the six cities that were burned and the near railroad tracks. They found bodies up to 5 years later, though.
Those who survived had but minutes to escape on two nearby trains, which ran down the tracks in reverse to a nearby swamp.
This was an international disaster. It was on the front page of the London Times 5 days in a row. So it was known around the world. It wasn't just a local event. And because of that, if you survive something like the Titanic or the Hindenburg or the Great Hinckley Fire, you tell others. And so that's why many of the stories we have here.
Sandy says it's hard to fully grasp the quick and total destruction of the fire. We simply don't have firestorms like this today.
What we hear about on TV are called wildfires. The last firestorm like Hinckley was Hiroshima, Japan, the atom bomb, August 6, 1945. To give an example, the Great Hinckley Fire, it burned 307,000 acres, not in 9 weeks, but in 4 hours.
The museum and the restored train depot here tells the story of the firestorm that once engulfed this city. Traveling the countryside in Hinckley, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Is the time of year when you may find uninvited house guests scurrying about. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mice are cunning creatures, so to keep them out, you have to be a step ahead of them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I'm probably one of very few people who think mice are cute. However, I draw the line when I see one running through the house. None of us ever extends an open invitation, but if a mouse can't find its way in, you will have new tenants. Terry Messmer is an Extension Wildlife Specialist at Utah State University. He says, really, it's our own fault. We leave garage doors open, our window screens have holes, and there are cracks and tiny openings around the exterior of our houses. Now is the time to enforce your no vacancy policy for rodents.
If you've got any openings that are larger than about a quarter inch, you need to seal them. If you've got cracks in building foundations around water pipes, vents, you know, utility cables, doors, window screens should fit tightly. And so the idea is just go around and do an inspection of the area.
Stainless steel scouring pads will plug holes as a quick fix. For the long term, Messmer recommends using some kind of insulating foam to fill the gaps. They're coming in to find a warm place for the winter and for free meals, so sanitation is extremely important.
They can survive on very small amounts of food, and so the idea is taking that food, storing it properly, storing it in closed containers. If you've got dog food in the garage, make sure that that's in a rodent-proof container, some type of plastic garbage can or something along that line.
If you see mice in the house, Messmer recommends setting standard wooden traps baited with peanut butter. He does not recommend repellents. For one, he says they don't work very well, and if they're chemical-based, they could cause secondary effects in the humans living there. You'll find more tips for keeping mice out of the house at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 68, start off the month of September. Highs around 90 on tap again today.
As the hot days are becoming shorter and the cold air is moving in, I'm looking forward to winter and all that it includes. Hot tea, snuggling under a blanket, and taking time to reflect on what matters. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, just like winter is inevitable, so are your financial bills. But understanding your cash flow is a good way to help you stay on track. This fall, you may want to put pen to paper and make a list of all your ongoing expenses. When you map out your financial commitments on a frequent basis, it can help ensure you're using money as a tool to live out your purpose in life. It can also help you live within your means and avoid overspending in certain areas. Having your expenses listed out can also help you see where your money is going so you can have a clear picture and set aside money for your long-term goals. And it can also help you give generously. So as the air becomes a little crisper, make a cup of your favorite tea and set aside some time to put your expenses down on paper. It'll help you be more purposeful with money.
It's a Labor Day tradition. The annual Palmer Fun Day kicks off with a gun show Saturday, 9 to 4 at the Community Building.
youth free throw contest at the basketball court at 3 and Palmer Hilltop Golf at 4. The 80s cover band The Height performs Saturday night at 9 in downtown Palmer. $10 admission, coolers $20, and a beer garden available. The fun continues Sunday, and of course Monday, it's the annual Palmer Fun Day with activities throughout the day and a parade at 2:30. Palmer Cafe. Grab lunch Monday during the Labor Day Fun Day at the Palmer Cafe, featuring their pan-fried chicken special, 11 to 1. Blue Valley Insurance Agency, full-line coverage representing multiple agencies. Call on them for a quote today at the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies. Oldie Truck and Tractor Repair. Diesel Truck and Tractor Repair, specializing in John Deere service. Oldie Truck and Tractor Repair.
A California company is a leader in using drones for agriculture. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Mike Wynn envisions a dramatically expanded use of drones in American agriculture. Wynn is the founder and CEO of San Francisco-based Drone Deploy.
Every year they're getting better. They can capture higher quality data, fly further, and we can do more processing at the edge. Integrations are really important. We're going to see more and more of that, the data flowing into all the right places and fitting in with all the other types of data you have. In the short term, it's going to be drones doing more, flying more, with better quality data going beyond stand counts to more traits and getting that data into the software that you're using to make your other agronomy decisions.
Wynn says agriculture was the first industry to use drones successfully on a large scale.
Every year, you're going to see more drones flying over the fields collecting data. Right now, we see around one drone for every 30 ag workers, which is actually quite high relative to other industries. And we're going to see them collecting data, being out there more often. We're going to see every acre of corn and soybeans touched.
Wynn was in a recent podcast produced by Corteva agronomists in Indiana. Corteva says it has the largest fleet of ag drones in the world, more than 400 units, to monitor yields and plant and soil health. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Turnkey custom home builds with Inline Construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting more resources into developing the next generation of leaders in the food and agriculture industries, Tom Vilsack, USDA Secretary, sat down with Gary Crawford to discuss what the latest project has been out of Washington, D.C.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that with an aging food and agricultural workforce, with less than 8% of the USDA's workforce, for example, being under the age of 35,
it's really necessary and important for us in the food and agriculture industry to continue to look for ways in which we can recruit, train, educate, and attract the next generation of leaders.
Especially young scholars from minority-serving schools and colleges. And so Vilsack has just announced an investment, $250 million, for what he calls the Next Gen Ag Leaders Program, in which minority-serving institutions will apply for grant money.
And those resources can go to the development of scholarships, the funding of internships and fellowships,
to expand opportunities for students so they can find out for themselves what Tom Vilsack's been saying for a long time.
The food and agriculture industry is indeed one of the most innovative and exciting places to be now and in the future.
Vilsack said he's hoping this program will help inspire students to be part of the industry and will, in turn,
build that next generation of leaders.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The age of the farmers that are aging out of the agricultural industry overall has been a cause for concern for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as the latest back from 2017 shows that the average farm producer was aged at near 57 and a half years old. That was up 1.2 years from the average that was back in 2012, continuing that long-term trend of aging of the U.S. producer population. Many producers also tend to be more experienced, as they have been on their current farms for an average of 21.3 years across the nation. The USDA says they are concerned with not only the aging population of producers across the nation, but also with the decrease in farmland availability as well. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Get some rest this Labor Day weekend and put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. During our Labor Day sales event, we want you to kick back, relax, and let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you keep the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our Labor Day sales event now through September 5th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. All Ford rebates and dealer. Excludes Raptor, Bronco, GT500. 0.98% APR available on select newly certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expires.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers faced higher expenses and earned less money from their crops and livestock than initially expected in 2020 due to marketing disruptions caused by the pandemic. That according to a USDA COVID-19 working paper. By many standards, like debt-to-asset ratio, the financial strength of the sector softened in 2020, despite $45.7 billion in federal subsidies. That's the largest ever, according to USDA economists. The Economic Research Service said all solvency, liquidity, and profitability ratios weaker than average. The findings suggest worse than average financial performance for the farm sector as a whole in 2020. However, net farm income, they say, in 2020, higher than average over the last 20 years when the series is adjusted for inflation. The paper said the debt-to-asset and equity-to-asset ratios, indicators of farm financial health, climbed in 2020 as farmers took on more debt. The ratios have been on a slow rise since 2012 and the commodity boom crested, but are not at a burdensome level, the paper said. The National Cattlemen and Beef Association, American Farm Bureau, and other members of a coalition are plotting an appeals court decision this week allowing intervention in a case regarding gray wolves. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will allow the coalition to intervene in the Defender of Wildlife versus the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and defend the previous administration's delisting of the gray wolf. Caitlin Glover is executive director of the Public Lands Council and says the decision to allow the coalition to intervene in the case demonstrates what they've known all along, that livestock producers deserve to have their voice heard in the delisting of the gray wolf. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Alfalfa that's looking a little peaked may need a meal of sulfur. The mineral will help boost yields and fight weeds. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio.
providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Alfalfa needs sulfur to grow. Before the 1990s, the source of sulfur came from acid rain. When environmental regulations kicked in, the sulfur supply began disappearing. This means hay producers now need to add sulfur in their fertilizer application to maintain or increase yields. Dan Undersander is an extension forage specialist at the University of Wisconsin. He says alfalfa takes up sulfur as sulfate, converts it into amino acids, and then into important proteins.
Without the sulfur, the plants tend to be stunted and they tend to appear yellow in the field if we have a severe deficiency because they can't grow and then they're also not fixing enough nitrogen from the air. The combination of factors means that sulfur deficient plants, they're lower yielding and they are not as competitive against weeds.
Undersander says the sulfur application rate is about 5 pounds per ton of dry matter removed, and he recommends applying it twice a year.
Once after first cutting, and then again in the fall. After first cutting, we could put on 25 or 30 pounds of sulfur, and then with the fall application of potassium, we could put on the remainder that we need to have based on the yield that we got during the year.
The most common source of sulfur is in a sulfate form, such as potassium sulfate, ammonium sulfate, or gypsum, which is a calcium sulfate. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how sulfur can help your alfalfa yields at agriculture.com.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
Valley Vet Supply.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Trace Tull. September corn is down 18 and 3 quarters at 6.55. December corn down 14 and 3 quarters at 6.55 and a quarter. September wheat is down 36 at 7.73. December wheat is down 36 and a half at 7.95 and a half. Kansas City September wheat is down 35 and a quarter at 8.89. December wheat Kansas City is down 37 and 3 quarters at 8.74 and 3 quarters. As we switch over to soybeans, September soybeans are down 26 and 3 quarters at 14.80 and 3 quarters. November soybeans down 30 and 3 quarters at $13.92. September meal down $3.70 at $4.55.20. October meal down 60 cents at $4.20.10. September oil down $3.46 at $69.28. October oil down $3.62 at $65.28. The September U.S. dollar index is up $1.07 at $109.735. December dollar index is up 99 cents at $109.390. The S&P 500 index for September is down 45 at 39.1150. December S&P 500 index down 45 and 3 quarters at 39.2750. As we look at October, gold is down 21 at 16.95.9. December gold down 20 and a half at 17.0570. September silver down 27 cents at 17.490. December silver down 25 cents at 17.625. September copper down 10 cents at $3.418. December copper down 10 cents as well at $3.490. October platinum is down 21.1 at $8.059. And September palladium is down 76.60 at $19.90.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Statewide with Dean Ernie Minton is a new monthly addition to Agriculture Today programming. With Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett. In this month's edition, Dean Minton discusses an important summer research program in the College of Agriculture at K-State and Susan Metzger's new valuable roles with the university.
Susan is one of those very capable individuals who has just acquired more and more responsibility as she's gotten to know the system. And so with the retirement of Dr. Dan Devlin, the director for KCARE, the Kansas Center for Agricultural Resources and the Environment, and the Kansas Water Resources Institute, or KWRI, Susan's background and expertise was really perfectly suited to fill that role. So that transition was rather seamless. The university is on the very front end of two very important capital projects for the College of Agriculture and K-State Research and Extension. And Susan is the administrative point person for those activities. She's working very closely with Carrie Weefall, our Ag Lead Development Officer at the K-State Foundation, to really spearhead that process. It's moving fast, and I'm really so grateful to have Susan in this new role to assist with that project.
Dean Minton explains the value that K-State hopes to add to the lives of undergraduate students.
One of the programs that Dr. Zia Wiley has spearheaded is out of our diversity programs here in the College of Agriculture. She has an 8-week summer program that's been going on since 2006 that brings students in, underserved and multicultural populations of students, but this is a program that brings those students to campus. They get assigned a research mentor, which means they go into that person's research environment, interact with their graduate students, with their postdocs and staff, and really, we think, get a great exposure to research.
He goes on to explain that this program also benefits K-State and higher education learning in general.
We're not bashful about this agenda at all, but one of our objectives is to try to use this tool to provide more diversity in our graduate program. So we will do our best to recruit those students to graduate school after they've had this experience. Got to do that before you can get underserved populations of students in the pipeline to receive graduate degrees that serve the industry, but also help to diversify the faculty at land-grant universities like Kansas State University. So we think this is a great program for students, but, you know, obviously we stand to benefit as well.
Providing insight into the latest happenings at K-State and the College of Agriculture, that was Dean Ernie Minton. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.